From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't mean to go wild on air. I just think about how hardcore criminals are taking over, arming to the teeth against us, preparing for war against people, bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers and Army training manuals. It's Twilight Zone. And I'm not going to sit here and go along with it. I'm done. I'm all in. And let me tell you, when you go all into something, it's energizing. I can't help it. I feel like I could take like 20 people on, folks. And I just wish other people had the animating spirit of liberty. And I know that spirit's beginning to rise. Let's go back to the calls. I said I'd shut up. Just shut up, Alex. Chris in Bosnia, finish your point. You want to talk about Obamacare? Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you got my blood boiling, man. I got that Serb and American blood mixed together, just that feeling of independence, you know. But a lot of people, you're probably aware of this, but a lot of listeners might not know that in Bosnia-Herzegovina, it's called the Republika Srpska, the north and southern parts of Bosnia-Herzegovina, connected by an eastern slit that's on the border of western Serbia. It is an actual political entity of itself. You're not going to see it on the map, but through the Dayton Agreement in 1995, where Clinton, Milosevic, Bosnian leaders, and
Croatia, yeah, it's Kosovo and that whole area where the Muslim invasions were stopped, and under Clinton, and now they're trying to give it to the Muslims, and not even against the Muslims. But it shows how the globalists will work with the communist Chinese, the Muslim extremist, anybody to bring down sovereign countries. And I don't have a drop of Serb blood in me. I'd be proud if I did. Because there are people that have fought against a lot of evil. The point is that you guys have had the whole world gang up on you, and then when you defend yourselves, they call you terrorist. And it's the same thing with Assad right now fighting Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is my mom and my dad, I remember growing up, they almost got divorced over fighting over this stuff because my mom was watching all the mainstream media, like those basically backing all the Muslims and stuff. And, you know, but like I said, it's not that the Serbs are all good either. I mean, they committed war atrocities as well.
But no. Listen, but the UN's own report in 1997 said double the attacks by Croats and Muslims, the number. It was a dirty war. There were atrocities on both sides. I'm not Muslim. I'm not Croat. I'm not Serb. I studied it, and they started the war with the Serbs. I mean, it's just, look, whoever starts the war is in the wrong. If I do horrible things to you once you start the war with me, it doesn't matter. Under common law and common sense and international law, it's on you. Do you understand that?
Just let me tell you what I saw over there in Bosnia. A lot of people think, oh, third world country, blah, blah, blah. First of all, there's no GMO. There's no McDonald's, no Burger King, no Kentucky Fried Chicken, nothing. Everyone has its own vegetable garden, every single house. The houses are pretty nice. When you get there, we touch down in Germany.
And you had your own power plants and your own factories making cars and aircrafts, and the globalists hated it.
Yeah, there's beautiful women everywhere. We were going on hikes, and my dad's on land. I mean, he's got a house out there in the country. And let me tell you this. When we touched down in Germany and we were driving, we got a car with a navigation system. Once we got into Bosnia, we were on non-digitized roads. The navigation system was like, please enter a digitized.
No, I know. Serbia is one of the few places you could run in the New World Order, or what's left of it. I know it's been politically taken over. And they've used government shutdowns over there to take it over politically, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, it is socialized healthcare over there, and people don't make much money. And I think, you know, they really, literally, in the mid-90s, they made a win in there, and they knew that they were going to set up that whole European economic bloc, and they wanted to make it easier to split up that country, Yugoslavia, which they knew they weren't going to be able to take the whole country into the EU as a whole.
Well, I mean, you know, take the Serbs. They saved Madeleine Albright's family from the Nazis. The Serbs were one of the only groups the Nazis couldn't fully conquer. And then how did she repay Belgrade? Bombing your entire infrastructure with DU. I mean, that's what I mean. And then they shot fake video of concentration camp victims to blame the Serbs. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then I've been threatened repeatedly by Croats and Muslims for being pro-Serb. I'm not pro-Serb. I'm sure Serbs did bad stuff to you, too. The point is that the whole world ganged up on the Serbs. God bless you. I'm going to go to everybody. We're back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. We're going to cover it all. For underdogs, folks. I'm sorry. Introducing
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's not going to work here. It might have worked in Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, where people had come from basically peasant classes that were always feudal serfs and used to following orders. Our ancestors came here to this republic. They weren't perfect because they didn't want to be slaves. They came here because they wanted to be free. And the tyranny of the New World Order is not going to work here. Let's go directly to your phone calls on Obamacare. Johnny, Sherry, Mike, Paul, Michael, Vicky, Ray, Don, Robert. We're going to get to all of you and more now in rapid succession. Johnny in Canada, you're on the air.
Alex, what the hell are you doing, man?
Broadcasting worldwide, buddy.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying it's time to take the proverbial boot and plant it between the gluteals of the people who are screwing us, you know? I mean, enough is enough. We know what's going on. We know what's happening. It's time to act. But I understand that you don't want to be, kind of physical in the
aspect. Hold on. Let me say it this way. Look, the feds are on record. We even know the names of who did it. Blowing up Oklahoma City to blame it on patriots. We're winning the info war. Harry Reid admits, but we never played the clip, cue that up, that the Tea Party's running the country. We're starting to turn things around. The last thing we want is violence. Don't worry. They're going to start it because they're losing the fight peacefully. They want a physical operation. I get the fact that we have a right to defend ourselves, but I'm not going to offensively start something. Who do you offensively start it with? It's a big corrupt philosophy we're fighting.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying enough is enough, and we have to speak out loudly enough and say, listen, we know the game. We know what's going on. We're not falling for it anymore, right? And once we have enough people to understand that, then we can say no. And the thing is these corporations and all these big organizations, they all deal with profit margins, right? Well, we start voting with our dollars. And I mean, I'm calling from Canada, and Canada, we are already occupied and controlled and dominated. So we've lost all freedom and liberty up here, and we pray for the basic liberties that you have in America. We look forward to you as the epitome of free society in the world.
Well, let me say this real quick, brother. Let me break this down for you. You have a quasi-socialist system, and I know people say it has a lot of problems like England. This is even worse here. This is like a fascist system, but what is Canadian healthcare like, briefly?
Oh, Canadian healthcare is... I have to wait. I'm a chef part-time, right? I cut my finger. I had to wait 6 hours, and I had to tell the doctor to put 3 stitches into my hand. Unbelievable.
I hear you. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I watch C-SPAN, so Prime Minister's Questions. They wait like a year and a half for brain surgery, where it's inoperable if you wait 6 months. I mean, Paul Watson, one of our top writers, one of our great researchers and journalists, he had a cold for a month, and you had to get permission to go to a private doctor. They wouldn't give him at the National Health Service any antibiotics or anything. And I mean, he literally couldn't work for weeks. He was like, I'm desperate, Alex. They won't let me go see a doctor. I was like, we got to move to America. And he finally threw a fit, and they let him go see a private doctor to pay exorbitant money just to get antibiotics. You can't even get vitamins in most European countries now under Codex Alimentarius, which just means the vitamin code in Latin, because the globalists don't want you having access to your own treatments and things. It's incredible. Let's go to Sherry in West Austin, a little bit closer than Canada or Bosnia or Serbia. You're on the air. Go ahead, Sherry.
Thank you, Alex. Listen, I think the people can turn things around. I feel very positive about it because I think we're embarking on Big Pharmacare, not Obamacare. Obama, to me, is just another control button to push. And
sure, he's a front man. It is Big Pharma insurance care to control what they give us through government, to get rid of doctors making the decisions and patients making the decisions. But do we go with what Mitch McConnell said and let it go ahead and go through? We fought it. Let it go through and then let them get the blame. Or my concern is they'll just fully implode the system and bring in pure collectivization.
Well, first of all, I think this is a step in a process. I don't believe in too big to fail. I don't think there's such a thing. All you have to do is avoid them. And if this is a necessary step, if we're going to get our health care off of a stock exchange, this is where the control is. We can't have socialism in America. We don't have it. We never will have it.
Well, we do have socialism for the big banks and the ultra rich who get government contracts and whose profits are guaranteed and socialized, but then they make the debts public. We get the corporate screw-ups. We get the corporate debts.
I know where you're coming from, Alex, and I agree with you totally. But the way our system is, we've got to see Big Pharma collapse. It's all got to collapse. They're going to try to...
Okay, but I mean, Big Pharma lobbied for this bill. So are you for Obamacare or against it?
I'm for this as a step in a process to get rid of us being... on a stock exchange.
All right, I appreciate your call. I hear what you're saying. The problem is the guys that run the stock exchange are the ones running the process. So, I mean, it is, they wrote it, but I hear you. Careful what you wish for. I'm just telling you, it's going to be bad. Thank you so much, Sherry. Real fast, Robert in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Taking my call. My wife and I just received letters last week. We each have our own health insurance through our employers. Our plans that we're currently on will be discontinued as of January 1st, and they're going to enroll us in new plans, which actually more than double our collective premium costs.
Yep.
Each month. And that's not including dental and vision care, which will add to that burden as well. And as far as the political football that's being played between the two parties in control of our government, I personally would love to see the government shut down. Just shut the sucker down.
You know, I'm glad you said that. It's almost like don't throw me in the briar patch. Oh, horrible. The big, I mean, every time it partially shuts down or shuts down, you don't even notice anything. It's like wonderful. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, what if the Nazi government went bankrupt in 1944 and the Reich shut down? Good. Exactly. But the problem is they'll hold us hostage. They'll show people that are dependent. It's why they want us dependent. So we think we need them.
You said it earlier. Why is it always government? Why is the focus always on government? Why do we always have to look to government to save us? Or it's a swindle. It's a giant swindle. And you talk about it on a daily basis. We all know it. Some of us know it. And it's about time the rest of everybody gets on the page and sees the swindle for what it is.
The public needs to understand we have a corrupt group in control across the board. Anything they do, forget the propaganda, anything they implement will be a screw job. And we've seen that. Why keep being folks at the casino getting ripped off that then go mortgage their house because, oh, I'm deep into this. I've got to keep betting on it. You know, I'm going to be a winner someday. We'll be back after this quick break. 877-789-ALEX is the number to call us. We're going to go to Ray and Vicky and Michael and Paul and Mike and Don and Robert. Everybody straight ahead. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time field and stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. We're taking your phone calls right now on this live Sunday edition on Obamacare and what you think of it specifically. I've gone over it. I mean, it is just 50-something taxes conservatively. Some estimates are 80 taxes. Eight of them are on poor people, payroll taxes, medical devices, doubling of premiums in the first year. I mean, it's all hitting. And so do you do what Mitch McConnell said? Hey, we tried to stop it, let it through, let them get blamed. Or do we get basically hold hostage if we stop it and hold up the whole government process and then they blame the collapse on those of us that didn't go along with it? It's almost like the Atlas Shrugged thing where people that work just quit working and walk off. Well, that happened in every socialist or communist country. And then finally, things get so bad that you've got a few leaders living in palaces eating caviar. Everybody else is starving to death. I mean, are we going to really let the socialists do this to us and the criminals who use our republic form of voting to get enough people domesticated and on the dole that they'll vote to take our guns, take our kids, take our labor, take our lives? This is slavery. It's a bunch of people getting together with special interests, voting our rights away, our money, our energy to them. And they don't care if they lose the prosperity, the top people, because they're in control of the system. They're going to do okay. And their minions are too dumb. As long as they see wealthy or middle class people go bankrupt, they're happy. That's what's so sad about the average socialist poor person is they're just an immoral scumbag. They're unsuccessful because they're usually lazy or evil. I got to be honest about it. I've seen it for myself. Then you've just got ignorant people dumbed down who are poor and getting screwed by the system. And notice the system's always preferential towards the corrupt and the scammer because they're inherently criminal. I'm ranting. I'm going to stop. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Paul in the United Kingdom, wants to talk about Obamacare. I watch C-SPAN and see your UK Parliament when they talk about people waiting a year and a half for cancer surgery, which is a death warrant. What do you think of government-run health care?
Yeah, it's a hell-ho over here, and I'm one of the people to be qualified to say this. I've got members of my family who have died in NHS healthcare, and also criminal gangs getting free healthcare as well. Also, he spent about $3.7 billion in the last year. And people in my country are just suckers, really, paying taxes towards this healthcare, which is basically funneling off to private corporations and banks. And also, they're involved with criminal gangs. And in this country, if you're found in possession of a firearm, right, you are put in jail for, say, like a life sentence, right? These people control the criminal gangs. They like the crime going because it keeps the price up on cocaine. And since the Afghan invasion, heroin trade went up at least 90%. And also the crime in this country is a staggering, from my calculations, 89%. And that's around, on a crime rate per year, is 316,000 a year crimes.
I was about to say, I've seen the numbers since they took the guns and arrest people that defend themselves with baseball bats. Your crime rate's up sixfold from what it was in 1990. I've seen those numbers. And again, what I just said before I went to you, they give the criminals. I see articles where gypsies steal a family's travel wagon and the government says they're allowed to keep it. It's their culture. That was Daily Mail, BBC. And BBC was saying, yes, that's true. It's racist that you have a trailer. Give it to the gypsies. And I guess I agree. I'm trendy. I say kill everybody in England. Give their houses to the gypsies. I'm being sarcastic. But this is the level it's reached because the government's a cancer. It just wants more people drawing on it, dependent, and it's at war with any hardworking good person. And by the way, guys, you can Google that. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. In fact, if you defend yourself when your wife's being raped, you're put in jail for 10 years. Sir, go ahead and tell them about it.
I've also my dad's had run-ins with gypsies before over roofing, tiling, and all the other things. And the gypsies are like walking around with conceal and carry firearms in their own, and not even sit.
And when they get caught, they don't get in trouble. But if a Brit or a UK citizen gets caught with a gun, you said it, 50 plus year sentences on average.
Yeah, yeah. And I think.
And by the way, they keep you there as an example. If you defend yourself with a knife or a bat in your house, it's 10 years. Go ahead.
Looking at that, when it comes to this issue, in fact, the Second Amendment is not an American tradition. It was brought with your ancestors. They brought the right to keep and bear arms to the new world from the old world.
Absolutely. It goes back to 1215, and it goes back to the Parliament Act hundreds of years later. It all comes from the fights where they estimate over 1 million people in what's the UK today fought dying for basic freedom. 1 million people over 800 years, and we take that birthright and piss it down the toilet. Go ahead, caller.
It's the same because this country is so collectivized. So, and I've noticed there is a genuine awakening because I go to a local university in England. I mean, in my local town, and there's a lot of people who are starting to question government now, and there's a lot of people in the law enforcement as well. And I'm sure you've got there's UK military. And law enforcement is listening to the show anyway.
Well, yeah, because they realize their whole future, their whole culture is gone under the New World Order. The New World Order will not let anything independent, anything wholesome stand. It will take out everything. It is a criminal instinct. God bless you. Good to hear from you. There you go, folks. It's a hellhole under socialist health care in the UK. Ray in Oregon, you got a minute and a half? Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
The war smells like victory.
I agree.
I'm overjoyed with your show, sir. I've been fighting the New World Order for over 30 years on the airwaves, on the internet, on the streets, and you have taken it to a great level, and I understand what it is to be in the hot seat.
We have taken it to the great level, all of us together. My listeners are just as important as I am, and I don't say that to be, you know, sitting there pacifying people. I mean that. I couldn't do this without all of you. We are together. I am humbled to be here, brother.
Hey, there you go, man, because like I said, I've been there, and I did it. You know, I was the thought criminal on a freeform FM station 20-some years ago, and people weren't waking up, and I never saw people coming around. And these last couple of weeks, there's been such a shift. I mean, we stopped a Syrian invasion almost unanimously.
Tell you what, stay there, brother. Stay there. Don't hang up, Michael, in California. I'm going to come back to you, then Mike in New York, Vicky in Illinois, Ray in Oregon, Dawn in Tennessee, and others. Your call straight ahead. I'll do another segment of calls. Then I've got all this other news in the final segment I've not hit yet. Fukushima news, driverless car news. That's the total control grid right there. Reporters reveal U.S. assassination program. It's all coming up.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Two more segments left on this worldwide Sunday transmission. Got a bunch of news coming up in the final segment before the weekday show starts 11 a.m. tomorrow. Infowars.com or stations in your area. XM as well, shortwave as well. All the listings, infowars.com/show or the listen page to find the free video feeds, all of it. But right now, let's go back to your calls quickly. I'm not going to comment on what you have to say because I won't get to everybody if I don't. Just make your point on Obamacare. Where are the government shutdowns going? Do we let them have their nightmare? They don't care. They want to collapse stuff. If evil bureaucrats aren't evil enough, more evil will replace them. That's why my gut tells me fight it, stop it, don't let it come in. Because history shows that they tend to get even more power once they wreck a system. Then they wreck it more. Then they get more power. But maybe things will be different here in America. I don't know. But there is a big awakening happening. That's very, very positive. Let's talk to Michael in California. You're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. Ray in Oregon, then Michael. Ray in Oregon, finish your point. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. I'll be whoever you want me to. Before I get going on the Obamacare, just real quickly before you move on, I'd love it if you let me plug a group I have on your social network.
Sure, you're talking about PlanetInfoWars.com. Tell us the name.
It's called Entertainment Industry Against New World Order, or NWO, I believe is what I put the title as. I have worked as a carpenter on the road with Viggo Mortensen. It was wonderful to hear him on the air. I'm trying to get this so that the big names you know of that are afraid to come forward can start anonymously starting projects that they want to fund and back.
I agree. So say the name of it, PlanetInfoWars.com. Go to our social network. And then what's the name of your group again?
Entertainment Industry Against NWO.
Great, buddy. Good to hear from you. Yeah, Viggo Mortensen, I had heard he was a listener years ago. We contacted him. He's a weekly listener. He says he listens every week, at least. We got him on the show. What's frustrating is, let's not exaggerate. I've been contacted by more than 100 big movie stars, rock and roll stars, you name it, that you haven't heard on air, who listen to the show, who know what's going on. They're not liberal or conservative in Hollywood. They're just like you and I that want freedom and are awake. That is the actors, a lot of the producers. But they know by the big money on top, if they talk bad about the New World Order or talk about the Federal Reserve being private or anything, they will not get their funding. I mean, Mark Cuban, I told you 2 years before it came out in the New York Times, I was there when he told a major Hollywood star, we can't put this movie out because I've been threatened by the White House. And I heard that and I was told not to say anything until it was in the New York Times. Well, I said a little bit on air, so it was on record, but I couldn't tell the whole story. And, I mean, they keep them on a very short leash, folks. You think they like that? I mean, people know that I know people like Mel Gibson, Charlie Sheen. I mean, the list goes on and on. Winona Ryder. Who's the Iron Man guy? I know him good. I keep forgetting his name. Morton Downey Jr. Keanu Reeves. I mean, all of them. You name it. I mean, it's just literally over 100. The diehard guy, Bruce Willis, is a listener, scared to come on the air. And the weird thing is these people say, well, your show is so smart. I'm not that smart. I'm a regular guy. They're intimidated to come on the show. It's bizarre. I mean, it's like they've got to stand up. They're like, but I'm just a Hollywood person. But all the Hollywood folks that want our guns and want communism, they're not afraid to go public. Why can they go public? But you, who aren't a complete piece of garbage, and by that I'm not a complete piece of garbage, none of us are perfect, why don't you go public? It's just so frustrating. I mean, I know for a fact Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, like 8 years ago, were listeners and saw my movies and you name it. And then they just said, we'll join the CFR and join the New World Order because they're scared. A lot of people learn about this. They go, okay, well, I'm going to go with the UN. I didn't mean to digress into this. And I'm not sitting here dropping names to brag. It's just so frustrating that liberty is popular, but everybody acts like it's dirty and bad. And I see little local talk show hosts bad-mouthing my show because it makes them feel big. When we really know what we're talking about, I mean, this is serious for everybody. Our free country is being dismantled right now. And and people think it's like not trendy to defend it. Let's move fast. Michael in California, go ahead.
Hello?
Or Michelle. I've got a Michael and a Michelle. Go ahead.
That's okay. Thank you for everything you do, Alex. My question is, who owns the insurance company? Who's benefiting? Who has the power to push this thing through in the first place?
Well, the big banks that own the major insurance companies want to shut down the small insurance companies. That's just like the big banks want to shut down the small banks. So it's also centralized, where they use regulators to shut down anybody that isn't part of the inside crew. So there's a bunch of special interest in here. This is a screw job on more than 50 levels. And it's such a screw job. It is a torpedo to bring America down. And then they'll pose during the takedown as our saviors and say, give us more power, we'll fix it. And the same people that compulsively gamble and buy lottery tickets will believe it and keep doubling down, buying into the con. Do you see what I'm saying? They're the folks that answer the Nigerian email thinking their ships come in. Does that answer your question, Michelle?
Yeah, it does. Thank you very much, Alex. Thanks for everything.
God bless you, ma'am. I mean, we're in deep trouble. The norm in government is tyranny. Liberty is the exception. We've got a case of tyranny. If we can't admit it, we're doomed. Even if we admit what's happening, we got a fight ahead of us. If we don't admit how much trouble we're in, it's over. If all the talk show hosts that listen to my show don't come out and openly call out the globalists, we're going to lose. And they're going to play it safe and probably not do that. And then they'll lose everything. Playing it safe is a recipe for destruction. It is a symphony of destruction. It is a guarantee of enslavement, impoverishment, patheticness. It is the road that slaves travel. Dawn in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to say thank you to you and your family for the sacrifices that you make for liberty. I'm calling as kind of a twofold. I'm a registered nurse who has become disabled because of a back injury that required rods, plates, screws, and inevitably resulted in chronic pain, which requires an intrathecal pump for pain management so that I can walk. I think this healthcare system is not the problem. The doctors, nurses, hospitals, we have the greatest in technology and some of the best doctors and nurses.
We do have the best healthcare system technologically in the world, and they're about to get rid of it.
Yes. And my issue is being on the inside as a nurse. The problem with the healthcare system is the insurance companies and the pharmacology business.
Tell you what, I'm going to come right back, give you 1 minute to finish up. Man, I've got loaded phone calls. Mike in New York, Vicky, so many others. I want to get to everybody. Dawn, stay there. But I've got all this other big news ahead as well. Jam-packed final segment straight ahead. By the way, don't thank me for love and liberty. I'm like a moth to flame. You couldn't pull me away with wild horses.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hard to believe it is the final segment already, but we'll have more airtime, obviously, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday transmission. I want to go back to your phone calls, but first let me hit a few headlines that I'll cover more tomorrow before I forget, because I promised to get to this. Here's an article that's up on Infowars.com right now. Very important. Yale professor: Fukushima will threaten humanity for thousands of years. Yeah, it's already conservatively, according to many physicists, 100 times worse than Chernobyl, that the UN says has killed a million people with cancer since 1986. A Yale professor is cautioning the world to wake up from its nuclear slumber and face the severity of the Fukushima radiation risk, where 5 of the 6 reactors have partially or completely melted down, and where even mainstream media admits it's getting worse. And they've got tens of thousands of fuel rods stored there that are heating up and melting down. It is such an incredible situation. And by the way, the only reason I'm selling this was because I researched it, and all the scientists and people I talked to said, well, if you're worried about the doubling of radiation in the Northern Hemisphere, just search that term, or go to Infowars.com. We have a video and an article about it where we break down all the science. Leave the Northern Hemisphere, that's much more radioactive than the Southern Hemisphere, or take nascent atomic iodine, which you can't get in the stores, which is incredibly hard to get. You got to jump through all these DEA hoops. I've spent months getting a hold of this from an FDA-accredited lab. And, boy, I tell you, it's sold out, almost sold out the last 3 days. We've got a couple thousand bottles left. And then more is being manufactured right now, but it'll be a few weeks. You'll have to pre-order after that. If you want Survival Shield from InfowarsLife.com, order it today. But if you don't just take it during a nuclear disaster, this is the healthy, pure iodine. You can read all the details at InfowarsLife.com and see the video. It's that the thyroid is supposed to be full of nascent iodine, not fluoride they put in the water. They used to put iodine in the salt. They took it out and put fluoride in instead in the water. Just go find the details at InfoWarsLife.com. Or if you want to get bottles, one bottle up to 10 bottles, we've got different packs we're selling. It'll probably be sold out by tomorrow. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And it's double strength at half the price of any competitor. Not that there's many competitors. Nascent iodine is very, very rare and hard to get. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 24 hours a day, you can call and order it. We also have InfoWarsHealth.com with hundreds of amazing products as well. We fund ourselves through free market, great ideas, and great products, not like NPR that uses taxpayer money. Okay, let's go quickly to Dawn in Tennessee, who's a registered nurse, to finish up her point. Go ahead.
And the other point I wanted to make, Alex, is the fact of anybody who gets an EOB from an insurance company and it can even understand it, is look at the charges that insurance companies are charging. And they have entities that are trying to screw the system by coding. And if you get the right code, you get more money. If you get the wrong code, you get less money.
Here's an example. I have some very wealthy friends locally in Austin whose mother last year was bitten by a rattlesnake, and they charged her right at $300,000 for the treatments for irregular persons. They didn't, because the hospital didn't tell them to code it right. They were sucking off of them. It should have cost a couple $1,000s for the treatments, maybe $10,000 a day for the hospital bed. But 2 days turned into almost $300,000. This is the screw job to bankrupt the system. And yes, the insurance companies and big pharma are robbing the system. Yes, it's corrupt. But then they wrote a new system knowing everybody would be sick of this one that's many times worse. That's my point.
And you're exactly right. Anybody who has any means, they will code it so that they can get more money. People that don't have funds to pay, they code it differently because they know they'll never get the money.
My dad manages 22 dental offices and turned down a job to hospital management because he didn't want to push vaccines. Ron Paul's been on, Rand Paul's been on, countless other medical doctors. This is a fact for those of us that know about healthcare. How is it for you, an RN who knows how it really works, to see the lying? How frustrating is that? Because you know more than I do, obviously. I'm informed, and it is frustrating to see people this conned.
It's horrifying, Alex, because the other point of the thing is nurses aren't doing patient care, which is what we went to school for. In the 80s, I went to school to do patient care because I care about people and wanted to do what I could to make people healthy. And it's extremely maddening because you can't do patient care. You're busy. If you go into any hospital, if you look in there, the nurses are at the nurse's station doing paperwork, which is required, to get the right codes and the right this and the right that so the hospital gets paid. And aides are out on the floor pulling IVs out, DCing catheters.
That's right. For those that don't know, the assistants that don't know what they're doing are doing the medical care, because if you make a mistake on an I or a T, literally, it's called death penalty. They shut the whole facility down and charge you tens of millions. It is written by the big insurance companies to shut down anybody they want that doesn't play ball, to get rid of American health care, charge us double, and get rid of the greatest health care system the world's ever seen. God bless you. And that's what's so galactically insane about this. This is such a biblical-level screw job. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe how bad it is, because I know how it works. I mean, it is so bad, so evil, that words cannot describe it. And it's corrupt corporations that run healthcare now with government who want maximum profits while telling gullible socialists they're going to get some free ride. What you're going to get is the end of any real health care, just like the UK. You go in with deadly bacteria in your lungs, you need antibiotics, you're not going to get them. They hope you go home and die. It's all about population reduction while they suck all the wealth out of you. Let's go to Mike in New York. You're on the air.
Glad to speak with you, Alec. It's a privilege, and for your listeners, too, I hope they get enjoyment out of my question. I'll cut short my opinion. that concurs with you. I'm in agreement with you for 90%. But let me jump to my question.
Sure, brother.
And maybe a small request at the end.
Sure.
Something I haven't heard 3, 4, 5 months, not even from you, is the mandate that somehow reduces the working hours, the normal work week in these countries, in these United States.
Oh, no, you must not be listening. We knew what happened. Well, the last number I saw was like 9 million people already, another 20 million are set, have been cut from 40 hours to 29 or less. Absolutely. It's written to lower the wages and make everybody poor, so why should you work? Go on welfare. Because they make, if you work in the system, they make it too expensive to work in the system. It's to push you onto welfare, to make you dependent, to then vote to take the guns. It's an economic revolution. You understand?
Where did the mandate go from 40 hours to 30 hours? I don't understand that.
Because it was written by big corporations that want to drive down wages. Why do they want to bring in illegal aliens? God love the illegals. I'm not against them individually. But they're used as a tool to drive down wages. It's not bringing illegals here to build up the economy. It's bringing them here to drive it down. The ultra-rich have always hated labor. And so they want to destroy it. I believe in a rising tide raises all ships, as Kennedy said. I believe in a greater economy. But they don't want you being uppity. They don't want you doing well. They want you poor because you're politically easier to control as a permanent peasant class. God bless you. There you go. I do mention the employer mandate. We even put a video out with Nancy Pelosi. Images of a dog leaving the employer mandate on the grass. Well, we promoted the video. It's, what do they call it, the Fox Brothers, Conrad of the Constitution. What episode is that? I'm telling you, it's hilarious, folks. The point is Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We stand for justice. We stand for sanity. I've been offered jobs 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago to go work for the big establishment. And I said no, because I'm not selling out my fellow humanity. And I'm glad I didn't sell out, because it's the right thing to do. And we're more successful than ever because we didn't sell out. At the end of the game, when everybody sold out, it's pretty cheap to be a sellout, isn't it? It's a screw job for everybody. I liken it to porn. When every young girl that wanted to be a movie star in America graduated high school and went to L.A. to be a porn star, it went from porn stars being paid $1 million a year in the 70s, it was like $10 million today, to being paid nothing. We'll let you plug your website, Toots, if you let five guys use your body like a bombing range. Literally, that's why most of the women that were in it have gotten out of it. Because there's nothing there. It's the same thing to all you that sell out to the system. When you all sell out, you're going to get nothing, morons. And I'm not being mean to you, but it's time to stop being morons. I didn't get to the head of the nuclear weapons command being suspended. We'll cover that tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com, and all this other news I didn't get to. Great job to the crew. Free humanity is the answer. Individualism is the answer. God bless you all. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you?